Good evening, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. It is report day for Packers rookies who are out there having to get to Green Bay, submit themselves to a physical, get in the building, get ready for training camp, along with the quarterbacks who are supposedly arriving today. I don't know if Jordan Love is there, though I do know he was in the Milwaukee area yesterday, which would indicate he could make the short drive right up there to Green Bay to report. No news on a contract extension. He was asked about it at an event in Milwaukee yesterday, and while he legit punted on the question, his smile and continual smiling throughout the question would suggest that something's brewing. He sure doesn't seem worried about it. So as a Packers fan, I'm not going to be worried about it, though it is going to be interesting to see if something develops over the course of the next 3 or 4 days before they take the field on Monday morning for the first practice of training camp. But like I said, Jordan Love doesn't seem bothered, so I ain't bothered. In other news, because they have guys starting to report and the Packers got to get ready for camp, they did make a number of moves when it comes to placing players on various injured lists. Donovan Jennings, Tucker Kraft, Alex Magoo, and Zach Tom will begin camp on the active physical unable to perform list, which means they suffered injuries while playing football with the Packers. Ketan Oladapo, the rookie safety, has been placed on the non-football injury list, which would indicate that he hurt himself while away from the facility during break. Tough start to a Packers career when you missed most of the offseason work because you were recovering from surgery on your toe that I believe happened like right before the draft, so every team knew that was going to be the case as far as his recovery time during the offseason. But then now to come back at the start of camp, you would hope he'd be ready to go and ready to hit the ground running. But unfortunately, Oladapo will not be available, at least early on. Now, he could be taken off that list at any time. Who knows? Maybe we get to Monday or Tuesday and he's ready to go. But at the moment, he is unable because he is on the non-football injury list. And a reminder for any of the guys on PUP, obviously, I think lots of Packers fans will be wondering about Kraft and Tom. They can be taken off the PUP list at any time. Once they are, though, they cannot go back on. Once you practice, you are not allowed to go back onto the physically unable to perform list. One thing to remember, when, of course, you're talking about Packers injuries, they're always going to be cautious. They're always going to be reserved in how they let guys get back out there. Both Kraft and Tom recovering from those torn pecs that they suffered over the offseason. Matt LaFleur did seem to indicate that he wasn't too worried about their availability long-term. I suspect they will be out there sooner rather than later this summer, though it is something to watch. No doubt about it. You never know who might suffer a setback of some sort, etc. The other thing to remember now, when you're talking about PUP and not being able to go back on, there is one twist to the rules this year, and we're a long ways away from this, but something to keep in the back of your mind is that in years past, right up until this year, you could not be placed on injured reserve prior to the cut down to 53 and still be eligible to come back later in the season. That has changed this year. So you can be placed on injured reserve before the final countdown, before the final cut down, and now you will be available to come back later in the season. It's just something where it kind of eliminates that kind of tricky thing that teams would have to do where they would have a guy on the 53, the initial 53, and then immediately place him on injured reserve and then have to go and make another signing, etc. All of that kind of nonsense is out the door now. So it's just, like I said, something to keep in the back of your mind. If any of these injuries were to linger and you saw, say, news that somebody had been placed on injured reserve this year, it doesn't mean that they're done for the entire season, which it would have meant in years prior. Everybody got that? Good. Hello, everybody. Comment section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, No problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Do it, people. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. What's up, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for your patience, and thank you for everyone who asked yesterday about No Packers Daily. Sorry I had to miss it. I had a ton of stuff going on, but, you know, there wasn't a whole lot to talk about anyway. Now the team starts to report. We'll have a little bit more to talk about throughout the rest of this week. One housekeeping note, a PSA programming note. Tomorrow I will be using or having a regular Packers Daily, regular time, etc. We'll be doing 5 p.m. Eastern. On Friday, we'll be having it at noon Eastern. So it's going to be like lunchtime Packers Daily. Just mark your calendars now. So I don't want to hear any complaints. Although you guys are good. You never complain. Okay, some of you do. Robin, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Hope you're well. Happy birthday to the leader of the pack, the GOAT. Thank you for all you do. We're lucky to have you, sir. Leader, it's Mark Murphy's birthday? I kid. Yes, it is my birthday. Thank you, Robin. That's very, very nice of you. Really appreciate all the birthday wishes I've gotten online today, whether it's been through Twitter or Instagram, in my inbox, texts, everybody. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much. What else we got here, folks? Ryan, thanks for the super chat, for being a Care of the G Club member. 51 days until week one. I hope they can reach an agreement with Love on a contract. I mean, I do think that's the kind of, I'm not going to say worrisome, but that's the flashpoint. And that's the part where, yeah, if it gets there, then it starts to get a little dicey, because I can't imagine Jordan Love taking the field this season without an extension, though he could. I mean, Devontae Adams did it, played out a season knowing he could be out his earning potential if anything went wrong. And he played a whole year, and then, you know, obviously everything happened with a trade, etc. But yeah, I can't imagine it gets to that point, especially, like I said, watching Jordan's reaction both earlier this offseason when asked about it in the locker room and then asked about it at the event in Milwaukee yesterday. He sure seems to feel pretty damn good about things, so I'm not too worried about it. Brandy, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member, for being a Patreon member, for being a moderator, and for still contributing the way you do. Really appreciate it. Happy birthday. Better player, Gilbert Brown or Ezra Tualo? Love Ezra, but he doesn't hold a candle. Come on. Everybody knows that's Gilbert Brown. I mean, I tell you what. Gilbert Brown had one of the greatest, most forgotten plays in Super Bowl history when he covered Curtis Martin on a screen out in the flat, stopped him for no gain. Big-ass Gilbert Brown. He had moves, man. He was an athlete, not just a big guy. Love me some Gilbert Brown. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. NFL is making bank, according to Packers Finance. Yes, well, as we know, each and every year the Packers have to reveal their quote-unquote books, though it is funny. Those line items get less and less significant each and every year, it seems. But yes, one of the lines you do get to see is what the kind of cut is that each team is getting. And it is not an insignificant amount. The Packers are sitting pretty damn pretty, especially when you consider, according to the numbers that are available, the corporate reserve fund is now upwards of $500 million, just over half a bill. And, you know, they call it now the corporate reserve fund. There was a time when that was the rainy day fund. Man, that's some saving for a rainy day right there. But yes, doing well, doing very, very well. Joe, thanks for the super chat. How will I know if I have contracted no Jordan Love extension derangement syndrome, and is there a cure? I don't know. I haven't seen, I mean, maybe I've got all these people muted, but I haven't seen too much of that. I'm sure there are people who are freaking out. I do have one person that like messages me on Facebook every time Jordan Love's in the news and it's not about an extension, who's very afraid that the Packers are going to lose Jordan Love. And I'm just here to tell you, even if they weren't going to sign an extension, and even if they did end up going throughout the whole season and Jordan didn't sign anything, et cetera, which I don't think is going to happen. But even if that all occurred, they can still franchise tag him. So I just don't think anybody should be worried about Jordan Love hitting the market next year or anything like that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat, man. Happy birthday, Nags. Here for a beer on me, and next Monday or Tuesday, old fashioned on Shadow Lane, we'll be waiting for you. Thank you, Dustin. I will not be in Green Bay until later in the week. Really no reason to rush in and watch as, you know, all the guys run around in shorts and helmets and reacclimate themselves to playing football. I will be there before the pads come on, though. I believe I fly in the 25th, which is Thursday. I hope to get to practice that morning of the 26th and that over that week, those three practices over that weekend. And just because I did see someone asking about it before I went live, I believe this isn't locked in or written in stone yet, but I believe you can circle your calendar for the 27th of July for the Cheesehead TV training camp meetup that evening, that Saturday night. Think we're going to have it then, probably at Stadium View or Anduzzi's, somewhere around Lambeau that can accommodate a few people. But check out the socials. We'll blast it out as soon as we've got it locked in. But if you are going to be in the area for training camp over the 27th, hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always a good time. Most Hated, how are you doing, man? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Happy 30th birthday, Nagler. If only. If only. Yeah, the 50-year-old weirdo stuff is now officially a collector's item. Now it's legendary. Now it's no longer current. Now it's in the past. 51. Damn. John, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Philip Epps. You've written Phillips Epps, but I believe it's Philip Epps. That is a good random Packer, not one that has been utilized up till now. Well done. Dawson, what's up, man? Happy birthday to my fellow 51-year-old weirdo. Hashtag let love rule. Hopefully they will let love rule. I do believe they'll be chucking it around the yard. Allison, thanks for the super chat. See, here's what I was talking about. We ain't losing Jordan Love, are we? I seen it on Google sometimes. Don't know what they're talking about. Only already getting a replacement. Allison. No, they're not losing Jordan Love. Ignore that stuff. If people are putting that out there, that is what's called clickbait. Don't worry about it. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Dale's Pale Ale Fund, give me your hottest take for the season ahead. Ooh, and I appreciate any attempt to get Dale's Pale Ale into my hands. The nectar of the gods. Hottest take for the season ahead. I don't know. I saw some kind of parsing of words, some, you know, pedantic nonsense on Twitter. Obviously, mostly non-Packers fans pushing back on the idea that the Packers are not title contenders. I understand that the defensive side of the ball is a monster question mark, and we really need to see it in action. But there's nothing that I look at the way this team improved throughout the season last year, the way they were playing down the stretch, especially on the offensive side of the ball, which is where you want most of your continuity. Lo and behold, Packers are going to have a bunch of continuity on offense. The defense, traditionally, year to year, is more volatile and something that can have a wild swing. Well, lo and behold, they have a whole new approach, got a whole new scheme, they got a new coordinator, a lot of the same guys, but they certainly took care of a lot of the kind of problem areas, i.e. safety. When it comes to finding at least more explosive athletic talent. So, yeah, I don't, you know, really, I guess I get it because it's, like I said, mostly non-Packers fans saying this stuff. But the absolute kind of goal it should be, let's go win a Super Bowl. Zero reason that should not be the goal in Green Bay. And I understand, look, it's title town, et cetera. And I'm not saying it because of that. But I think they have every bit of a chance to do so. Now, a lot of things got to break your way. You got to be healthy. You got to play well down the stretch. You got to be playing your best ball heading into late December, early January. Like, a lot of things got to happen along the way. But sitting here getting ready for training camp, 1,000,000,000% this is a team that should be thinking Super Bowl. No question about it. They are absolutely primed to make that run. If, again, a few things fall their way. But that's the same for any title contender. Luke, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Cheers. Just excited for training camp, man. Brother, you and me both. I cannot wait. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat. Happy birthday. Mine's Saturday, July, babies. What's up? I'm a Cancer. It's a freaking disease. What's my animal? Crab. Another freaking disease. Just can't win. I kid. Happy birthday, Andrew. Hope you're doing well. Alex, thanks for the super chat, man. Nags, first live in 2 years, finally. Thanks for all you do. Hope to see you at camp. Random Packer, Devin Funchess. Funchess has been used before, but it is still excellent. That is a great poll. Alex, first live in 2 years. What did we do? How did we drive you away? Thank you for returning. And yes, please, Alex and anyone else out there, if you see me at training camp, say hello. Please say hello. I've had people say in the past, like, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to bother you. I'm there to be bothered. That's the whole point. I want to connect with Packers fans. It's the whole gig. It's the whole reason GZTV exists. Now, if you see me, say, out in, like, I don't know, London with my girlfriend, like having some, you know, dinner or whatever, then maybe, yeah, don't say hi. Like, let me live my life. But, you know, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, during training camp, say hello. Please say hello. I love it when people say hi. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Love will request a trade to the Raiders so he can play with Devontae Adams. Joe, shit ain't funny. Shit ain't funny, man. Ryan, this is a great super chat. Backup QB, Clifford or the other guy? You mean Pratt? I'm fascinated to see how this plays out in training camp because Pratt's no joke. He's legit. And I do think he is going to give Clifford a significant run for his money. Billy and I talked about this 2 episodes ago on Carry the G Radio. So go check that out if you haven't. I think that's a legit battle, and it's going to be one of the hottest at camp. I think, yeah, Clifford has experience in the system, has a lot of time, reps, etc., throwing to these guys, and he should have a leg up. But I think Pratt's going to really push him. I would not be surprised if Pratt ends up the backup, but long way to go. Jeezy baby, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Jeezy baby, appreciate you. Ooh, Callum, excellent question. How many sacks do you think Rashawn Gary will have this season? He's going to finally crack the double-digit barrier. I know he was well on his way a couple years ago before he got hurt. I know there were a couple frustrating misses, near misses last year that kept him under 10. I think at the end of this season, he'll have 14 sacks. That's where I'm sitting. Yeah, I do think this, you know, defensive scheme, get his hand in the dirt, being asked to get upfield and create havoc. I do think it's going to suit him. I think he's going to be active as hell. And I do think getting another year removed from that ACL injury 2 years ago is going to show up on tape. I think his burst and explosiveness is really going to come to the fore, especially early in the season. So that's my guess. Put me down for 14. David, look at this. This is what I love. I love these kind of questions. This is a deep dive right here. Luke Tenuta, back for the second go-around. Does he make the roster? They must like him. I think he and Caleb Jones are kind of the leaders in the clubhouse to kind of take that swing tackle backup spot if Jordan Morgan like battles at guard or whatever. But even if he doesn't, I think they're clearly expecting Tenuta and Jones to come in there and battle. Who knows? Maybe one of them ends up getting traded. I think that's a possibility as well. In a league that is desperate for competent play at the tackle spot, you probably do a lot worse. But do I think he makes the roster? Ask me again once the pads come on in early August. Like, just give me up till like family night. Ask me after family night. I'll have a pretty good handle on where he stands. But it's an excellent question, and I do think they like him. They've kept him around, right? They clearly like what he has to offer and his upside, no doubt. M, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Happy birthday, Nags. Thanks, M. Haven't seen you on Happy Hour in a while. Hope to see you soon. Speaking of Happy Hour, also programming note, that is still happening this week. It is happening Thursday evening. I always get an email when someone joins the call because I like to keep it open so that you all can kind of converse and mingle before we actually start. And inevitably, someone, when we have a Thursday happy hour, someone on Tuesday is like entering the happy hour. And I just have this vision of them like the John Travolta meme, like, where's everybody? So Thursday evening, tomorrow night for the happy hour, 6 p.m. Keegan, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I'm going to game 3 of preseason and December 23rd, Packers Saints. Can't wait to try Carry the G. That's what I'm talking about. And yes, if you're in the Green Bay area, it's going to be available in a little under a month. Little under a month. Cannot wait. It's going to be a good time. Mr. JJ, what's up? I think the Packers will announce Love's extension at the shareholders meeting on Monday. What do you think? There's a chance. There's a possibility. I would suspect they'll probably announce it before the shareholders meeting if Jordan Love is at practice on Monday morning. You know, the practice is at 10:30, and then the shareholders meeting is, I believe, at 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon. I suspect it would get announced prior to practice. But we'll see. We'll see. It's a possibility, no doubt about it. Caleb Jones or bust. Nick, you always go into bat for your guy. I love it. Chad, interesting question. Nags, are you a fan of the New York delis? If so, which place is your favorite and which sandwich is your favorite? I mean, there are so many. I mean, if you're talking bodegas, it really is down to your neighborhood and the guys that when I first moved to Astoria, I lived on Ditmars and 42nd, and there was a bodega across from us where I must have been in that place every day, every single day of my kind of 10-year stretch living there. And then I moved away. I moved a couple different places. But then like 2 years ago, I want to say, I was walking up Ditmars and I stopped in just to get, I think, a bottle of water because it was a hot day. And I just walked in and the dude, I hadn't seen him in like 5-6 years. And I walked in and the guy behind the counter, still the same guy, he was, "Hey, how are you? Where you been? Blah, blah, blah." It's like no time had passed. That's what I love about bodegas in New York. They are very neighborhood specific. And as far as like my favorite sandwich, my go-to is always the ham and Swiss on a hero with lettuce and mayo. No tomatoes, though. Can't stand it. All right, buddy, I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.